It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, 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 Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
Woo!
Woo! My name is Sarah Hollister. I'm the executive director, and I have my partner in crime.
Your ride or die.
Work wifey.
Woot woot.
Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everybody.
And thank you so much for tuning in today. Every week, we like to sit down with one of our 400
plus. Yeah, nonprofit. And just, representatives.
Yeah, find out what they do, why they do it, how the community can help.
Why it's important.
Yeah, how you access resources. And today our guest is very near and dear to our hearts. Today our guest is us. The United Way of the Tananaw Valley just had a fantastic campaign kickoff.
Yeah, we did.
On Tuesday. And you know, we wanted to remind everybody of our mission, what we do, and tell you a little bit about that today.
Yeah, like we did one of these not too long ago, but we have some new and exciting things that are happening with this campaign. So we want to share them out with the community and make sure that everybody's aware of what we do, why we do it, and how you can support.
That's right. So if we kick it off, you know, what is our mission?
Our mission here at the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is we work to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community.
Now, that is pretty broad, we know.
It is a broad mission. And, you know, a lot of nonprofits keep their missions broad so that you can cover, you know, anything that may come your way that falls within your purview.
Yep.
But, you know, what it means to us is that we encourage the community to donate in ways that are meaningful to them, whether it's giving of their time, their money, or by raising our collective voice and advocacy for our nonprofits.
That's right.
And you know what? And I love the work we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing a really good job at it.
Yeah. We, you know, we support local nonprofits. We provide these opportunities, and we really try to be there for them and even to raise to needs that are coming. So,
right.
You know, looking
ahead.
We try
to stay on the pulse of, you know, these social services and other things that in other states, their government will take care of these things.
Yeah.
And in Alaska, we're a little special as we are in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But one of those ways is that a lot of these social services that our nonprofits serve, they serve because there is a need, because the government would rather grant out the money to make sure that those needs are met for our constituents. So then when the government takes the money away, or when we're unfunded, or there's a worldwide pandemic, or whatever may come their way, it affects their ability to do the work. And that's why we need to be here staying on the pulse of everything that's going on, you know, state, federal levels, local levels, and helping make sure that these needs that they foresee coming, we are trying to prepare for. Mm-hmm. And any needs that arise, we are trying our best to be responsive and gather the right community members and organizations that can help.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
that's exactly right. I like it. I like the way you put that. And if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
Yeah, Katie and Sarah. Sarah and Katie.
Yeah, and so we, you know, we have kind of three pillars, if you'd call them, the give, advocate, volunteer.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we can break each of those down because a huge part of what we do is we fundraise, we give. We get money and we give it to our local nonprofits. And right now we have 15 amazing partner agencies that we support through this effort.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, part of our bread and butter of that, a big part is what we do is we go into workplaces. And we
it's called a workplace campaign.
Host a workplace campaign, which can mean a lot of things.
Yes.
If you've been to one before, you know, we've changed a lot. We've grown. We've diversified. And so if you've been to one and you're like, I know what that is, it's different now. It's updated. It's in tune with how people want to give. But essentially, you know, we go into workplaces and we talk to them about our local nonprofits about the needs, about what's going on with them. And sometimes we'll even bring some of our nonprofit partners with us and speak to workplaces.
They can highlight their specific niche and speak with authority about what's going on in their realm.
Yeah.
And then people know that when they give to our community care fund, which is that big thermometer that you see when we're raising money, that's money that's come through the door, then that those donations that they're making, are a portion of those are going to go to that partner, because all of our money that comes through us gets allocated between our partner agencies. So it lets them get a story from one of those partners who is going to be directly affected in a positive way from their donations.
Yep. And, you know, we do payroll donations where you can take a small, you know, $10, $5, $20 out of your paycheck.
Feel it like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you won't even feel it. It'll just be taken out of your check before you even get it. Or we can do, you know, events. That's a lot of things. What we're doing is we are going into workplaces and we're doing fundraising events, whether it's auctions, 50-50s, you know, kind of the list is endless.
Yeah,
there.
Sometimes people do, you know, they'll do some kind of a cook-off where people can, you know, pay for a special lunch that they're making. Alyeska does like a Greek chicken lunch where everybody can donate and they get some food, and it's pretty great. There's chili cook-offs. There's fashion shows. There's really, you know, there's festivals, just things that you can do, family events or worker appreciation events. But then they have this piece tied in where somehow maybe there's a low ticket price at the door. Maybe there's exactly a 50-50 or some kind of a raffle or an auction. And those funds then get donated to the United Way, but everybody gets to have fun giving back.
Yeah, and you know, it's not, it is about giving back, but also there are so many benefits to workplaces that hold these.
Like what, Sarah?
Well, let's start with employee retention, creating this positive culture, creating this team building inside your workplace.
Yes.
Hey, you know, maybe you split your workplace into two and you have team, you know, green, team purple, and they see who can raise the most money with their auction or their 50-50 or
a little friendly competition.
Yeah, just creating this really positive environment that you know your employees know that you care about the community, that you give back, that they're doing something fun that's meaningful. And, you know,
well, and because chances are, if you're in like one of our larger workplaces, chances are your employees, some of them or some of their family members are receiving services from one of these organizations, or they sure hope that they're around to do it when they need them.
Yes.
So, you know, it really is about the community and it's about coming together and supporting all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give. We've got give.
We got give.
We've got advocate. Now,
we gotta advocate.
Part of that was what we're doing right now.
Are we talking at you? Are you listening? Are you hearing us?
Is there anybody out there? part of what we do is we advocate. We let people know about these, you know, whether I'm writing, you know, a press release or we're...
Or Katie's flying off to Juneau.
Or Katie's flying to Juneau to shake some hands. Or we're meeting with, you know, legislators when they come to town.
Yeah.
And we're talking to them about the needs and we're touch basing with all of our nonprofits. Profit cohorts to see, like, hey, is there any message you want me to get across?
Yeah. Or even our workplace campaigns. Mm-hmm. Like we are educating a group of people about the nonprofits and the need for them in our community.
Yep.
So that's a form of advocacy.
Yep. And then
if that weren't enough,
volunteer.
But wait, there's more.
We also help you know, initiate or kind of organize volunteer management.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, historically, we had the VAC and
the Volunteer Action Center.
Yes, the VAC has not retired. The VAC is what you call it, but it had morphed into a digital platform that just we were recognizing had a lot of obstacles and challenges, and you know our mission and job is to remove those obstacles. Yeah. So now when you go to our website, UnitedWayTanaValley.com. If you click on the volunteer tab, there are two forms that you can fill out. One is I need volunteers, and that is for any nonprofit out there that needs volunteers, whether it's a one-time need, an ongoing need. You can fill it out. You give us the basic information so that we can promote it for you. And then there's another form, which is I want to volunteer, and you can say whether you're a group or an individual. And it's a very quick form, but that just lets us know to add you to that newsletter that when there are volunteer needs, we can put the call out, and then we remove ourselves as the middleman. You know, a lot of those calls for a volunteer, we're telling you who to contact, where to sign up, so that you can just go directly to the source and meet that need in an efficient way.
Yes.
Ugh. Which, you know, it takes away some of our ability to track our impact, which is, you know, not my favorite thing. I love me some data points.
Yes.
But what it is doing is it's making it way easier for everybody to meet the needs. And because our nonprofits, you know, a lot of them rely heavily on their volunteers, because that is free assistance. That is busy work that can be done. And then the specialized work can remain in the hands of those who are specialized to do it.
Yes.
And again, plus it just makes you feel good. Sometimes it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, I take my kids when it's appropriate. And in our newsletter, we say, you know, are these opportunities appropriate for children, for teenagers, for groups, for individuals? We try to specify that so that you know right off the bat without having to call and ask. But I love taking my kids to volunteer. And,
oh, you're so good at that. Yes.
Well, and just instilling in them at a younger age, like, this is what it takes to make a community healthy is, you know, you have to give back. And, you know, you might not always have much to give, but time is valuable.
So time is the most valuable.
Time is the most valuable thing any of us have.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know how much of it we have. Yeah. So, you know, we go and we spend it doing some good, and, you know, it gives them the good feelings. And then hopefully they grow up knowing that this is important and this is what the Golden Heart is. This is part of their home.
And if you are just tuning in, this was Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley, interviewing United Way of the Tanana Valley. We currently had our 70th anniversary kickoff.
Yes, earlier. We are coming up next year.
And we got some fun history we looked up. We started in 1956. Members of the community recognized that there was a need to start a fund for our friends and neighbors in need of assistance. So they formed the Fairbanks Federated Fund.
Ooh. So, yes, that was our initial name. And then 4 years later, the needs and the funds grew, and our name was updated to the Fairbanks United Fund.
And then another 4 years later, another name evolution came. United Good Neighbors of the Tanana Valley. United Good Neighbors. That's kind of a catchy name.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I don't not like it.
But then,
in 1972, we officially became the United Way of the Tanana Valley.
Our identity crisis was over.
Indeed it was.
But, you know, the heart remained constant.
It sure did.
You know, if we give back to our community, everybody can thrive. And then in the 1980s, our United Way branched out beyond fundraising.
Yeah.
What did we created? That's when volunteers.
That was when the volunteer database was created and recognized as a need that was also something that people could do here in the community to give back and support.
Yep. And then later on, 1989, Donor Choice is created, and that's like designating.
Yeah, we call it designating today. So if those of you out there don't know, when you give to the United Way, you can designate to any local nonprofit. When you give to the United Way, that gets allocated amongst our partner agencies. Mm-hmm. But if there's an agency that you support who's not on that list, you can still donate to them through us.
Yep.
When we come into workplaces, when we do donations, if you're like, I want to donate $10 a month and I want $5 of it to go to the Community Care Fund and $5 of it to go to my nonprofit of choice, you can do that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, we kind of carried on. You know, we've had some really high years. I mean, you know, looking back, we were bringing in about 1.35 million in 1999.
In 1991, that was the height of our fundraising.
What would that be in today's money?
Oh, you mean like, okay, let's see here. You know, off the top of my head, Sarah, I'd say approximately, you know, $1,350,000 in 91 would probably be $3,202,017.62. In today's money, just spitballing.
Yeah, so you know we've gone through a lot. Bringing it back today, our goal is around $850,000 for next year.
For next year, yeah. Next our goal year. This year is $750,000, and we're looking forward to some end of year giving, hoping to hit that goal. But next year, we're you know, whether we hit this one this year or not, we're raising it.
Yeah,
100,000. We're going to keep pushing and plugging and asking and helping
nonprofits. Yeah. I mean, it's been a wonderful 70 years. But we still have more. We better take a quick break. We're midway through the show. We'll be right back after these short messages. We get to tell you a little bit more about
some exciting things coming up.
Yeah. So stick with us.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Hallmark Dixon Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Woo! Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you're just joining us now, you're listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Katie Yarrow, and I'm here with... So... let's talk a little bit about the event on Tuesday.
Oh, we had, so every year, United Way annually since, I don't know, many years.
It's a long-standing tradition. With the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. we get to take over one of their luncheons, or we are the speaker at their luncheon. Mm-hmm. But we get to use it as, a vehicle and a platform to kick off our campaign, to release our video. Our mm-hmm. annual campaign video, we get to unveil the theme.
Yes.
And we get to auction off some tasty desserts.
And it was great. And what is our theme this year?
Oh my gosh, our theme is United is the Way.
Unite. And so I know what you're thinking.
Do you? Do you, Sarah?
If you're a Mandalorian fan. But it really is. United really is the way. It is the way forward. We have so many complex issues, so many challenges that we have to overcome. And the only way we're going to do that is united. And
yes.
And it feels sometimes like we're not. It feels like, you know.
And we're just tug of war, back and forth and not really going anywhere.
Not listening, not working as a team. And so the idea behind United is the Way is that everyone, every politician, every community member, every head
every
of
sector, every industry, sector. Like we all support one another. We all feed into each other here in our isolated community.
And unite.
Yes. And if we can unite, if we can find the common ground, if we can all come together and give a little bit, we can move our community forward. We can keep our community strong for future generations. And, you know, it's a theme that resonates. They're actually, you know, it's it's the national theme this year, and we decide, we're like, you know what, we're going to adopt it because this, it feels right. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great message to send forward into the coming year.
Send our kids, send our people watching us. You know, you can't solve something by screaming at each other and yeah. no one listening. You have to unite. You have to work together. And so united yeah. is the way.
United is the way.
United is the way. It was wonderful, though.
Yeah. We had 19 donated desserts mm-hmm. from bakeries and individuals and home bakers yeah. and partner agencies. And then we had a surprise donation at the end of a wine and dessert pairing experience, which was super cool. So we had 20 items that got bid. Sarah, how much money did we make?
Over $11,000.
After a couple people rounded up yep. by the end, and with a generous match donation of $2,500 from Kinross, Alaska. Thank you, Kinross.
Thank you, Kinross.
We hit $11,025.
Yes. And, you know, it goes back to our community. Yeah. It goes back to supporting yeah. our local nonprofits and really, you know, who are definitely struggling right
yes.
now. Who any kind of unrestricted donation, which means like not grant based, not with strings, we give them these donations to use as they like. It helps.
Or as they need.
As they need.
Right.
You know?
Because you know what? Grants don't usually cover toilet paper.
Or
grants don't usually cover
emergencies.
Grants don't usually cover the cost of your employees.
Yeah.
Whether that's their PTO, whether that's their health care, whether that's their salary.
Mm-hmm.
These things, you know, they have to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And especially some of our smaller nonprofits. You yeah. know, our communities show up, but, you know, and until you have a foot in the door somewhere, until someone really grabs a hold of your heart, you don't always know what all these organizations are or what their needs are or, mm-hmm. you know, what even they do, which is what we're doing here. We're mm-hmm. we're letting you guys letting see you behind know. The scenes of so many. Yes. And if you don't know who we are or what we're doing here, you are listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tana Valley, where we get behind the mission of nonprofits and kind of give you guys a little hindsight into their history, what they do, why it's important, and how you can support in a multitude of ways.
Yeah. And it was such a great event. We had all walks of life there, all trying to outbid each other on desserts, having a great time.
Laughing at each other. Laughing. Oh, yeah. Let's say. So traditionally, Jerry and Glenner have helped auction off desserts. And this year, they were unavailable. But gosh, we were so excited.
Yes.
We got the one and only VMAX.
VMAX was amazing.
And he, you know, Ken is, he's so involved in our community. And he cares so deeply about these nonprofits. And so we were so proud to have him
yes.
supporting us. And he was
great
a great time.
Auctioneer. He is a great auctioneer.
Yeah, y'all, just yeah. just so you know, in case you didn't know, now
yeah.
you know.
Now you know. Now you know. And we also got to unveil one of our amazing new programs.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we have a new program. Why don't you say what it is, Sarah?
This is the Golden Heart Givers Club. Now, it is a very exclusive club.
Super exclusive.
Super exclusive. That we put forth
yeah.
to recognize donors who give at least $30 a month to the United Way, and this is a recurring donation.
Yes, so it's 30. This is a recognition program mm-hmm. For our donors who give at least $30 a month. You could give more.
Mm-hmm.
We would gladly take
yeah,
more,
we will
but
take more.
A minimum of $30 a month on a monthly basis.
Yes.
And how much is that, Sarah?
Less than a dollar a day if you go by the year.
It is. So, yeah, a little less than $365.
Yeah.
In total. But you know what it does? For those of you who've maybe seen the big thermometer that we brought back mm-hmm. where we track our fundraising, we're not tracking pledges and promises. We mm-hmm. are now tracking dollars through the door. So you're mm-hmm. actually seeing what this income is throughout the year. But as you might see, it has a lot of spikes and then some mm-hmm. smaller segments, and this program is to help encourage people to give on a regular basis, whether that's through their workplace campaigns or you can also do it as an individual donor. You can set up a recurring donation. And what it does for us is it helps us to level out that thermometer. It helps us to get more consistent income on a monthly basis that is predictable, that is reliable, because when we can rely on those funds, when we know that our money's coming from and we're not in this feast or famine mindset going, oh no, are we going to make it? Where are those funds coming from? It allows us to be more responsible, more responsive. It allows us to have more predictability,
mm-hmm.
which then gives us the opportunity to spend the time growing our programs and doing more with what we have, and knowing when you know what you have, you can break it down and you can figure it out and you can do the best work, because we are a small staff and we're supporting a lot of people who have small staffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now we're able to cut our partner agencies a check once a year. And if we can level out our fundraising in the coming years and be more predictable, we can cut those checks more regularly, because we will have the confidence of where that money's coming from and that money will be there. And then that's only going to help support them at a stronger level.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to grow. We're here to be transparent and consistent and responsible. And so that's what we're working towards.
Yeah. So,
and we would love for you to join us.
Yeah. So if you're liking what you hear and, you know, you want to join the Golden Heart Givers Club and tell all your friends and get the shirt and show it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't even talked about the shirt.
Oh,
what's the shirt, Sarah?
It says, I'm wearing it now. You can't see it, but it's Golden Heart Givers Club. Yeah. And it's got a little QR code to join the club. And, you know, you get to show it off, get to show off that you are a Golden Heart giver.
Yes. And people go, well, what's that? And then you can tell them to scan the QR code. Or if it's being finicky, you go to UnitedWayTanaValley.com. And it's right under events and programs. And it's a way to support. And, you know, as we grow those, our initial thank you is giving you one of those T-shirts. But there will be a couple other tokens of recognition and gratitude that come throughout the year. And as you continue and maintain that support, you know, we're going to continue and maintain that gratitude in fun ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. Isn't that our job? Fun. Fundraising.
Fundraising.
That's right.
We do, and we love it. And so, yeah, we hope. And, of course, if you have any questions about anything that we've been talking about today on Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanna Valley, you can reach us. You can go to UnitedWayTannaValley.com. You can call our offices at 452-7211, or you can email admin@UnitedWayTV.com. Or, you know, you can stop us on the street.
Stop us. Say, hey, United Way. United Way,
Katie,
girls.
I'm one of your dearest friends. I have some questions for you.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's 70 years. 70 years we've been, you know, at the heart of the community trying to do good. And we want to be here for 70 more. And so that means we find fun and creative new ways to keep pushing that thermometer and keep moving forward and keep helping, you know, responding to needs. You know, what will the coming years bring us? You know, we hope to be able to respond to that and help any way we can.
Yeah. And we hope to be able to grow those programs and support, you know. There's so many needs that are upcoming. You know, we have the silver tsunami, you know, we have our housing. You know, especially when the winter comes, a lot of our partner agencies who deal with the youth or houseless populations, they, you know, they're preparing, and they've already started to see an uptick, because as those nights get colder, people can't survive on the streets anymore. So they're coming back into the shelters, back into the homes. And I mean, that's a decent segue into we have a drive coming up.
Yes.
In partnership with KTVF.
We have the coat drive.
We do have the coat drive that's going to be starting here, I believe, September 22nd.
Yes. So my last ask, we got about a minute left. My last ask from you is go into your closets.
Yeah.
Clean out your closets. Give me your boots. Give me your old coats. Give me your snow
hats,
pants,
gloves.
Hats, gloves.
Yeah.
Anything, any warm weather clothes.
Anything your kids may have grown up with.
You know, we even have taken hoodies in the past if we need, you know, layers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the coats aren't enough.
Yeah.
And start getting those together, because we're going to start accepting donations.
Coming up here soon.
Yep. Yeah, really soon.
So get them cleaned out. Watch for those posts. There will be sponsors through KTVF drop off locations. You can also bring them to the United Way.
Yep. We'll take them.
And it's a wonderful partnership. And yeah. Let's keep our friends and neighbors warm this winter.
Warm this winter. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You know, thank you, Katie.
What? No. Happy to do it.
Thank you for being an awesome part of this. Yeah. And, you know, for being Interior Alaska.
Interior Alaska.
We will
talk at you next week.
Talk at you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.